This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's just gotten harder in the state of Georgia to apply for a certain kind of welfare benefit, the kind that comes in the form of monthly cash assistance. Specifically, Governor Nathan Deal has signed legislation that will require people to take drug tests before they can apply. Georgia is just the latest of more than a dozen states that have either proposed or are trying out similar statutes, in theory, to save money. Marketplace's Noel King has that story.
We don't know how much money, if any, states are saving. What we do know is that the drug tests do not appear to be catching many drug users. Elizabeth Lauerbach is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
In Oklahoma, 29 people were denied benefits out of 1,300. And then Utah, 12 people failed out of 4,730.
But advocates of drug testing say it's also about deterring those who would otherwise apply for benefits. Taryn Bragdon is CEO of the Foundation for Government Accountability, a conservative think tank.
By having the testing requirement in place, you screen out individuals who have a drug addiction, who never go through the process to begin with because they know they won't receive benefits.
And it's much harder to count those people. But not everyone agrees that deterrence is the best thing for needy families. Again, Elizabeth Lauerbach.
These are very poor families and they have children. You don't want to scare them off and have them not getting help. You want the kids getting the help so they can have clothes and housing. And you want the parents getting treatment so they can get jobs and be better parents. Scaring them off is a terrible outcome.
Many welfare researchers agree that drug tests are sometimes necessary. But mass testing can cost a state money. In 2011, Florida required welfare applicants to pay for their own drug tests. More than 97% passed, and the state had to reimburse them to the tune of more than $100,000. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.